This season, Practice Christian Hospitality by Marilyn Sharp. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you, for the glory of God. Romans 15:7. More than 2 decades ago, as we decorated our home for Christmas, I dreaded what lay ahead. With 3 young children and shabby furniture, Christmas was the one time our home really looked its best. I felt that I really ought to entertain while it looked festive. One house cleaning could cover a multitude of parties. I could dazzle them with my cuisine. I thought about all those I really owed a return invitation. There were sitters to line up to watch our children while we went to the parties others threw to pay us back. What a miserable economy of paybacks! And oh, how different is Paul's call to hospitality from the pickle I'd gotten myself into. Welcome as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. I had it all wrong, and I needed to get off this merry-go-round gone mad. So, what changes have we made over the years that bring the good news to us so that we might share it with others? Stop. Evaluate absolutely everything you do for the Christmas season. Does it give life and joy? Does it bear Christ's light into the world? If not, say goodbye. Prioritize. Family comes first. Make space in a hectic schedule to enjoy the beauty of the season together in your own home. Simplify. Instead of a gourmet extravaganza, host potluck dinners or invite friends for a cup of Christmas tea and a plate of cookies. Do it differently. Instead of hosting a dinner, go to a soup kitchen and serve those who are not overfed this season. Now that is welcoming one another as Christ has welcomed you to the glory of God. Sabbath time. Savor the relationship you have with God, the relationships you have with others, the gift of this day. Be still. Listen. Give thanks. Prayer. Holy God, help us to stop, prioritize, simplify, do it differently, and honor Sabbath time. Help us remember that Christmas is about loving and caring and welcoming, not about extravagances. Give us insight and strength to make changes in our Christmas celebrations. In Jesus' name, amen. Discussion questions. Number 1. When would be the best time to evaluate everything you do for the Christmas season? Number 2. Name 3 things you can start doing now to simplify Christmas. Number 3. Are you willing to do it differently, to serve the needy? If not, why not? Number 4. Name 1 new way you can honor Sabbath time. Columnist Marilyn Sharp serves as Director of Christian Parenting and Intergenerational Ministry for the Youth and Family Institute in Bloomington, Minnesota. tyfi.org. If you enjoyed this article, you'll also enjoy these resources. Let's Get Off the Christmas Roller Coaster on Christmas Trilogy Audio CD. Or A Simple Christmas. Or Simplify and Celebrate, Embracing the Soul of Christmas.